Pappy, are you ready? All right, come on up here. Pastor, why don't you come on up here? Let's lay hands on this man and not only welcome him, but do you feel like praying for him, or do you want me to?
It don't matter. God hears both of them.
Well, then you go.
Precious Father, we come right now, Lord Jesus, in your precious name. And Father, we know that you have brought Pappy Daniels over here, Lord, not just to be here in body, but God, in spirit. God, to feed the hearts and God, to feed the minds, Lord God, to let us know, Lord, how your presence is feeding all over the world. And God, by his presence here today, Lord, we know that, God, we're going to hear good news. And God, we're going to be blessed so many ways. And Father, we pray that, Lord, you'll put the Holy Spirit upon him. And God, let it flow from his head to his toes. And God, let it flow through each heart and every mind here. Let our ears be open to hear and receive everything you have for us today, Father. We just thank you for this opportunity in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. It's good to be with you. This is the third time I'm coming to you, you know, the third time. The last time was about 2 years ago that I came, and I'm very happy to be in this church, New Life Church of Denver. And I really appreciate your prayers and your financial support, and your help means much to us, you know. My heart is flooded with joy to be here again, you know. So I'm glad I met this new pastor, John from California. Also, I'm very happy to tell you that Dana and Patrick support a child from our orphanage. And Mary Allen, I met her over 35 years ago when I came to study at the university in Denver, and met her at McDonald's. And kept in touch all the time. And also Harold and Velma. Velma passed away about a year ago. They have been, both Harold and Mary Allen, they have come to visit us in India. Harold twice and Mary Allen once. And we are very happy for your support, Mary Allen and Harold. Before, I have a short video with me. I will show that. And then I will go into the message, okay? Amen. Everybody can see it? It's only a short. Then afterwards, if you have any questions, you are welcome to ask me. I will be happy to answer. Can you see? That's right, yeah. Thank you. She came at the age of five, now at the university, studying.
I wanted to thank all the supporters to Harvest Time for helping to save their lives. I had found Jesus, find Jesus as my Savior at the age of 7. Thank you.
They are going to school. Girls' home. We are building a new house for the boys. That's the house we are building for the boys. Yeah. That's the dining hall of the new building, you know. Dining hall. Ground floor. Thank you. This is a teenagers meeting that we conducted, teenagers.
I'm going to hand over the keys
to Tsunami Relief
to Daddy for him to use it and commit it for the glory of God.
Tsunami. Annual Bible Conference. Our annual Bible Conference. Huh? Yeah.
Situation with the children, so we are gradually working on it, and you will see the tapioca roots here, and it's a very good food here, and our children like it very much. And then has to feed the children, so this is a we have different kind of bananas. This is one of its kind, which is very tasty, and our children enjoy eating them. One of the delicacies of this country is curry. We make different kind of curries, chicken curry, fish curry, vegetable curry. In all of
we get our own eggs, you know, we have chicken and ducks. Christmas presents for children, you know, Christmas presents. Okay, that's it. You can turn on the light here. Let's have a word of prayer. Our loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we can worship you and glorify your name. We know that in your presence is the fullness of joy. Dear Lord, fill our hearts with that fullness. and joy and blessing and strength that will be able to meet the challenges in our life and go on triumphantly for you, dear Lord. Bless everyone who are here this morning and work in their hearts and bless them and strengthen them spiritually and meet their every needs, dear Lord. And we give you all the glory and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. To tell you something about... when do we expect to finish? To tell you something about what happened in my life. Because I see many new faces here. I have told my testimony here before. But I am briefly relating it. When I was a teenager, I thought that there is something out in this world will give me happiness and joy. So I looked for that happiness and joy in this world. I had a very bad company of friends. My parents were not rich people. They had a hard life, raising 5 children in the family. It was a hard life for them, but I was not bothered about that. I wanted to enjoy this world. But what I got was heartache, miseries, sleepless nights. I go to bad movie theaters with friends and come home and try to sleep. I wouldn't sleep. What I saw on that screen will reel back. And I had no peace in life. I was doing very bad in school. Sometimes I stole my mother's money to go out and have a good time. But I didn't get that good time. But I was felt miserable. It is at that time, a man from Australia came to our village. There for the first time, I heard him speaking about Jesus. And he said, Jesus Christ came into this world to die for the sins of man, and that he can give peace. Then I thought that if Jesus can give me peace, I want that peace. So a few people went forward. The missionary asked, whoever want to accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, come forward, I will pray for you. A few people went forward, and I also went forward and accepted Jesus Christ as my personal Savior. That's why I am here today. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here. Because that man took the time to come all the way from Australia to tell us about Jesus Christ. You know, I told you that I was doing very bad in school. On that day, I went home, knelt down beside my bed. The bed is not something like what you sleep on. You know, it was a mat on the floor. There I knelt down and asked the Lord to forgive all my sins, you know. He washed me in and out, inside and outside. And I became a new creature in Christ Jesus on that day, you know. Many times, other days I come home, I try to sleep, I roll this way and that way, but I wouldn't sleep. But on that day, I slept like a little child. I had the peace, the real peace. Only Jesus can give that peace to us. Nowhere in the world. There's no peace there. You know, I was, until that time I was not studying well. But from that day onwards I started to study good. And I went to a teacher's training program and became a public school teacher. I still felt, you know, I taught the public school for 8 years. I still thought that I am not... doing enough. You know why? After my coming to know the Lord, my father and mother, my brothers and sisters, they all came to know the Lord, and we are born again believers there, and all around us, very near to our house, was a snake temple. They were worshipping snakes there. Some people worshipped monkeys, cows, the ocean, because they got fish from the ocean. Some people worship some trees. And some people worship their own dead father and mother. They would take food and leave at their tomb for their dead father and mother to eat. But actually, the birds came and ate it, you know. Their father and mother didn't eat it. So I felt very bad. So I prayed, Lord, what can I do? Then I heard this call, as Isaiah heard. Who will go for me? I said, Lord, I will go. So you know what I did? I resigned my job, bought a lot of tracts, and went to the village, calling door to door, telling people about Jesus Christ. And then many many people told me that many people told me that we already have many gods here, and we don't want a new god because we have a lot of gods here, you know. But you know, here and there, some people told me that they want to hear more about Jesus, you know. So we went back and taught them the Bible, prayed with them, prayed for the sick people, and because of that, we have a congregation going on in my place where I am, 200 to 250 people meeting on a Sunday. Besides that, we have some other many house groups and small fellowship in the villages. You know, it was a very hard life for me, you know. You have got it very easy in this country, you know. Life is very easy. When I resigned my job, until that time, there was a salary coming. But when I resigned my job, there was no salary coming. I had a real hard life. You know, many times we'll have no money to buy the groceries. I had an old bicycle. On that bicycle, I traveled many miles a day in the hot sun, several miles, to call on people, to encourage them, and to conduct Bible classes. Sometimes my bicycle blow up a tire, and I don't have the money to replace a tire. Sometimes I feel very thirsty. I want a drink. There's no money to buy a drink. I was in real trouble. The devil was after me. See what kind of mess you have come into. You had a job, and now you say that only Jesus is the only God and no other way for salvation. But see what you have come up with now. You don't have money to buy the food. You know, I had a family. And, you know, many people asked me, how would I send my children to school? But praise God. Our God is a faithful God. Our God is a faithful God. It was a great joy for us when we prayed for the sick people. They got healed. The Lord touched their lives. People with cancer. A young man with cancer in the skull. Pus coming out from the holes. And he got healed. And many others, you know, we started to print tracts in Indian languages, and we took it door to door to people. It's amazing, you know, amazing what the Lord did, you know. One man read a tract that we put in one place, and he read that tract, and he was going to commit suicide, family suicide, you know. They had many problems in the family, so they didn't want to live anymore. But this man came looking for the pastor who was near, you know, near his place. Looking for the pastor, and he prayed, and the Lord saved this man. And he gave up his plan to commit suicide. And now the whole family got saved, baptized, filled with the Holy Spirit, and worshipping the Lord, you know. The Lord, you know. The devil started to give me a hard time. I have some... how much time we have? When do we finish? 2 o'clock? Okay. I want to tell you this. When I had a real hard time, then I thought that, you have to be poor to be holy. After all, Jesus had no place to lay his head, you know. And he had no change of clothes. So I was thinking like that. But you know, something changed my life altogether. A man, an English man, came to India to conduct a meeting, and I was his interpreter. I was translating his message. And when he was leaving, he said, there is a conference going to be in Paignton, in England. It will be good for you to come and attend that conference, you know. I forgot all about it, but see, after a few months, I got an air ticket in mail to fly from our nearest airport, Cochin, to Bombay, Bombay, London, and back to Bombay and Cochin, you know. Here, I had this ticket and I didn't have the money to get to the airport. No money to get to the airport. And then I had no money to pay the departure. There's an airport departure tax there. I didn't have the money. And then I wanted to leave some money for food with my wife. There was no money. The conference date was very near. And because of that, I went to someone and borrowed $50, equal to $50. And then when I borrowed that money, I told him that I will send this money as soon as I get to England. But this conference was a great conference. Therefore, the first time I heard this message, God is our Father, and we are His children. We have every right for our needs to be met. We have every right. That was a new revelation for me. The conference was over, and then after the conference, I went to stay with the missionary who invited me to the meeting. The devil started to give me a hard time again, you know. Well, how are you going to send the money back? You don't have the money. What will you tell him when you get back? But I heard a voice. Devil is trying to, you know, give me a hard time and discourage me. But I heard another voice of God. Voice of God. You take a step of faith, and I will honor your faith, you know. So what I did, I had told this before, but I'm just telling this, you know, for the sake of the new people. I have told this to you before. I took a piece of paper, and on that paper I wrote, herewith I am sending your $50 back. I didn't have the money. I wrote that I am sending your $50 back. I took an envelope and wrote on that envelope his address. And took that envelope and the letter, I took it to the post office. When I got to the post office, busy post office, many people waiting in line for service. I had no point to get in. So I came out and I heard the voice of God. You believe that you will have that $50. You believe. So I raised my envelope like this. It was a busy sidewalk. Many people were walking up and down. I raised my envelope like this and I said, Lord, I believe that you are going to give me $50. $50 was a lot of money at that time for me, you know. Lord, I thank you for that $50 in this envelope. I said, Lord, I walked up and down many times for a long time. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you. Lord, I thank you for that $50. That was good exercise for me on that day, you know. Good exercise. Nothing happened. I went home. The missionary is home. And when I got there, Pam Greenwood, the lady, his wife, told me that I am invited to a house for some refreshments. I went. When I was leaving, Grace said, the lady of the house, I have an envelope for you on the table. Would you take that envelope when you go? I saw the envelope, my name written on the envelope, Papi Daniel. I took the envelope. I wanted to see what it is right there, you know. But I was kind of embarrassed to look, and so I didn't open. And I went home and opened. It was exactly $50. Not one more or not one less. Then I thought that I should have asked the Lord for $100, you know. What I asked was what I got, you know. Again, I went to the post office with that letter. Then I had a problem. You know, I had the money. I cannot put that money in the envelope and send it. It could be stolen or get lost in mail. So I wanted to buy some postal orders. I didn't have the money to buy the postal order. Not even the money to put the postage on that envelope. I didn't have it. Anyway, hearing God's voice that He will provide, I walked to the post office again with this envelope. When I was nearing the post office, you know what happened? A lady was coming across me. She had many grocery bags in her hand. And when she saw me, she said, Son, would you help me with these bags? Because it was very hard for her to walk, you know. I said, I will be very happy to. I took some bags from her, and we walked together to the car, and she opened the trunk, and I put the grocery bags in the car. When I was leaving, she slipped a 5 pounds currency in my pocket. Oh, how! How I jumped up and down, because He's a great God, you know. Yeah. Great God. Yeah. I went to the post office, bought the post order, bought the stamps, and I still had some money left, change left in my pocket, you know. This was a great lesson for me, you know. So, I want to tell you this. From that poverty situation, the Lord has raised us up now. You know, I didn't have the money to buy a bicycle tire at that time. With this thinking and revelation that God is my Father, and we are His children, we have every right for our needs to be met. So that we now have 4 vehicles in the mission, you know, including a minibus which you saw. From that poverty level, the Lord raised us up, and now we have 30 full-time staff workers working with us, plus 120 children you have seen on this screen now, you know. The Lord is a great God. No matter what your need is, if it is it's a real need, the Lord is able to provide. You know, we had last year, we had this tsunami. Hundreds and thousands of people died, you know that. I don't need to tell that. In India too, a few thousand people died. Very near to my home, 60 people died. Very near. So, there was a hunger for God at that time, you know. Because they didn't know what's happening and this is unexpected. So people started to call on God, you know. They didn't know why. They never had this before. Mostly fishing community was affected. So we went there and made, you know, some house repairs or built house or helped them buy a fishing net, a fishing boat, and a small business. You know, you wrote that a crippled man. He has wife and 2 children, lost everything, nothing left. So he has no way to live, to make a living. So we bought him, we set him up with a small business. You saw that, you know. But there is a hunger there for God. We want to make the best use of it, you know. You know, I told you that we have 120 children that we care for, and some of them came to us 4-year-old, 5-year-olds, now attended the university, you know, and they also being grown in the faith, and you know, they study the Bible and they go to the schools and say their testimony there and testify to their teachers. You know, one high school teacher was in the meeting, you know, the week before I left on Sunday. Our children brought a high school teacher with them, you know. So many people are coming to know the Lord because of our children. They sing all the way to school. They sing all the way back to the home. So they are a great testimony. So praise God. Praise God. There is a great need and great opportunity. Would you pray for us? You know, I want to read a verse from the Bible now. You know, our children were singing a song from Psalm 60, verse 1 and 2. Arise and shine. Ezhunettu prakashikka. Ninte prakasham vannirikkunnu. From Isaiah 60, 1 and 2. Ezhunettu prakashikka. That means arise. I will read it to you from book of Isaiah, chapter 60, verse 1 and 2. Arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. God says, arise. Our children were singing that song. Arise. You know, there was another tsunami in New Orleans. See that, I don't need to tell you, you see that on television. You know what, I mean, 2 weeks before I left in India, 2-3 weeks, over 1,000 people died in Bombay from flood, you know. Over 1,000 people died. In our state of Kerala, there was a flood. At least 100 people died and 100,000 people had to go to the refugee camps, you know. So there's a darkness in this world, you know. The world is in turmoil. But you can rise up and shine for the Lord. If you rise up and shine for the Lord, His glory will come to your life. When His glory will come, that is going to touch lives, you know. Brothers and sisters, I want to challenge you this morning because I heard that call. Whom shall I send? Who will go for me? We have a congregation going on in our place, 200 to 250 people meeting on a Sunday. Because I heard that call. I heard that call. I had a good job, you know, to live. I had a good job. But I heard his voice. Arise. Arise. And go forth. I see those people going to the snake temple and worshipping snakes. See thousands of people crowd along that temple, you know, snake temple. People are dying without Jesus Christ. So, I want to challenge you. Arise and shine. This world will be in darkness, but God's glory will be upon you. Yeah, but provided that you make up your mind to arise. Rise up and shine. We need to shine for the Lord Jesus Christ. There is a world in need. The world in need in India. You know, this man, we bought him a fishing net and a fishing boat, you know, a small fishing boat. How happy he was. His name was Peter. His name is Peter. He's a Catholic. Peter the fisherman, you know. Catholic. Now he's so happy because this love shown to him. The family. There's no way to live for them. But this fishing net and this small boat makes them a good living, you know. When we arise and shine, many people come to our mission every day seeking for some kind of help, you know. Some people need food, clothes, medical help, help for sending their children to school, and so forth. So, our life is very happy, very meaningful, because people are being helped. Above all that, people are coming to know the Lord. That is the major thing, you know. Not only the food or clothes. That's not what counts. We give them Jesus Christ. When Jesus Christ comes to a family, their whole lifestyle changes, you know. They have better hygiene, better management of finances, better, you know, cleanliness and everything. So we are hoping and praying that this 120 children will grow up and be the soldiers of the cross. Yes, soldiers of the cross. We want to send them out. We want to reach out to India for Jesus Christ. We print thousands and thousands of literature and send it out to other parts of the country. Also, we give out that door to door. So I want to challenge you this morning. Arise and shine, because there is a need in this country. There's an enemy out there in India. The devil want to discourage you and defeat you. But we have a great God, a mighty God, a powerful God. Nothing is impossible for him, you know. I have seen that in our life, you know. From that poverty situation, see the building, the Lord is helping through many people. People can come and get help. We are going to start a computer training program and some other, you know, tailoring program. So we want to change, at least to some extent, in our country, you know. But above all, physical help is one thing. But the most important thing is to help them spiritually. Give them Jesus, the only Savior of the world, you know. Only Savior of the world. I want to tell you something happened this snake temple in the recent times, you know. One lady saw a snake, a cobra, climbing up a tree in front of her house. There's a large tree in front of her house. So this lady saw this cobra going up, and there was some hole in the tree where this cobra was hiding. A couple days later, her dog was dead by a snake bite. I mean, this snake bite her dog and died. So she didn't know what to do. And so she told about this trouble, that her dog was bitten by this cobra and died. She consulted with a neighboring lady who said that if you go to this snake temple, there's a lady there, there's a sort of a god, that lady will tell you what to do. Okay, this woman went to that snake temple. And she said, well, the snake is my son. What she said, the snake is my son. So I will give you some powder, so you put that underneath your tongue and walk 3 times around that tree. And then, the cobra is my son, so the cobra will get down and come to the snake temple. So you don't need to worry, you know. You know what happened? This lady had this powder, some magic or some witchcraft, you know, powder. And she had this powder put under her tongue and walked 3 times around the tree. You know what happened? A few days after that, her son was coming back home from work late in the night. This cobra bit him and he died at the spot. See, going to other gods is no answer. There is a real living God. Yes. And whose son Jesus, who died for us. Yes. So people are dying in darkness. People are dying with various kind of diseases. And above all with the sin disease, people are dying.
We want to reach them for Jesus Christ. We want to tell them that there is a real Savior of the world who is the answer to their problems, you know. So I want you to pray for our children. We need sponsors for our children. $30 a month for food, clothes, medical help, schooling, etc. Altogether, $30 a month for a child. And we are also trying to help complete the building, you know. There's still some $80,000 needed to complete the building. There's much work to be done inside. So pray that the Lord will help us with these finances. And if the Lord is speaking to you to help a child, you are welcome to do that. I will be happy to tell you more information about it. So I want, above not only our need, there is a need in this country too. So arise. God is calling you to rise up and shine, because there is darkness in the world, but the light of Jesus Christ is in your life. The glory of God will be in you. When the glory of God is in you, you will shine and you will be attracting people to God, because your life will shine. So I want to close with this thought. No matter how dark the circumstances may look, our God is a great God. Our God is a mighty God. He is an ever-powerful God. So, come to Him, and He is the answer. When you come to Him, He will deal with your problems or whatever circumstances you are in. But when you arise and shine, I don't know what kind of condition in your heart now, but if you haven't given your life totally to Jesus, if you haven't given your whole heart and life to Jesus, do that this morning and accept Him as your Savior, or let His power come to your heart and life. That power is going to influence the community you are in. That power is going to influence the people you are coming in contact with. When the glory of Jesus, this world is in darkness, but when you arise and stand for God, God is going to make you a mighty, powerful tool in His hands. Praise God. Praise God. We have seen this with our own eyes, you know. Drunkards come to know the Lord. And, you know, the mailman who deliver mail to us. This is what happened recently. Mailman. He deliver mail every day at our mission. One night, when I was going through some place, I saw our mailman in a very drunken condition. He was wavering and walking like this. So the next time, he came with mail to our house, our mission. I told him that there is a meeting here on Sunday. So, would you be interested to come in and attend that meeting, you know. He came next Sunday for the meeting. And you know what happened? At the end of that service, he accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior. Our mailman. He still delivers mail for us. You know, later I found out that his family is all in trouble. You know, because there was no, whatever money he got, he spent in the liquor store. And there was no money to care for the wife and two children. You know, after that, next Sunday, he brought his wife and two children to the meeting. You know. And now, that family is a very happy family. Very happy family. Very happy. The girl has now gone to a medical nursing course, and she's about to become a nurse now. But they were having very hard time because of his drinking habit. When someone is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation, new creature. Praise God. There is a lot of opportunities around us, you know,
to win souls for the Lord Jesus Christ, you know. So make use of whatever you do for the Lord is going to bring some results someday, you know. Whatever you sow, you will see reap. You know, that's why we print out thousands and thousands of literatures and go from door to door. Even I'm not there, they are going, you know. If I am there, I go myself, you know, sometimes door to door witnessing. What a great joy. There is a world in need of Jesus Christ. That need is here too, you know, in this country. So you need to reach out. Arise and shine. The glory of God will come upon you. This world is in darkness. But we have a great God. We have a great God who will strengthen us and make good use of us in His hands, that people will be blessed here. I challenge you to come over to us if you can. Come over and stay with us for a few days or and see our children, you know, how they worship. Did you see them worshiping? Oh, they are so happy, you know, very happy. So there's a lot of opportunities. Arise, arise, arise and shine. If you totally give your life to God, He's going to make use of you, you know. So I tell you, we want to reach out and fill this church with people, you know. We need to trust God for that. To fill every seat with people who want to serve God, you know, and worship Him. What a great joy. You know, last April, 400 teenagers came to one of our meetings. You know, we advertised it. Teenagers meeting. 400 teenagers came. And every one of them either accepted Jesus or filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And some of them surrendered for full-time Christian ministry. There's some preachers in the making in our children's home, you know. Some preachers in the meeting. Praise God. Whatever you do for God, it is going to pay you back, you know. Cast your bread upon the waters. There's a verse in the Bible. Cast your bread in the waters and it will come back to you someday. You know. It will come back. So, give totally to God. Before we close, if you need a prayer for some reason, I'll be happy to pray for you and your pastor. I mean, if you want a prayer for some reason, I don't know what's your need or what our situation is, but God knows. If the Lord, I mean, we are going to have a song, is that right? In closing, do we have a song? Yeah. You can also ask questions about the work, you know, what you see what's happening. And we have an annual Bible conference coming this December, early December. Pray for that conference. And if you can come over and be with us at that time, early in December. Praise God. Yeah, the ground floor of the orphan building is now finished and we are working on the second and third levels. I mean, the first and ground floor is complete and the first and second floor is still to be completed. The walls are there, look finished from outside, but there's much work to be done inside. So pray for that. Okay. It's so rewarding to work for the Lord, you know. Do something for God. Because, you know, wonders will happen, miracles will happen when you give totally to God. And because He's a great God. So if you have any questions, any more questions, I will be happy to answer it. Or some have parents, and they come to the meeting sometimes, you know. And some parents, I mean, they are very poor people, sick people or some sort of that condition. But a few people have accepted Jesus because of their children being there, you know. Yeah, I mean, yeah, to relatives, if they have any relatives, or if they have nowhere to go, some of our teachers will take them home to be with them, you know. So it's a... not the mission, but the children's home, they are free to go to be with the relatives or well-wishers. A week. It is not totally closed, you know, because there will be some children there all the time. Yeah, but some children are still there, and they go with the teachers to their homes to spend. When tsunami hit, 13 of our children were visiting relatives in the tsunami hit areas, you know. And for 3 days we didn't know what's happening, you know, because no communication, roads were cut off. We have no way to know what's happening. After 3 days of searching, we found all 13 of our children. No harm to them at all. The water came like walls, you know, over them. But either someone rescued them or ran away to safety, you know. They testified, the children, even the five-year-old testified that it's God's grace that they are alive. God's grace.
The water disappeared from the...
Yeah, later it receded, yeah. Yeah, they lost everything but their clothes, you know, which they even lost their Bibles, you know, because it was in the homes where they were visiting, you know. So we had to buy new Bibles for them when they came back, you know. But praise God, we found all 13 of them safe. They believe that because God's protection in their lives, you know, because they had given their life to Jesus Christ. You know.
Tell them about what happened to animals.
Animals, you know what? None of the animals were drowned, you know. I don't know what's happened. The animals got an advanced message from God that none of the animals were killed or, you know, drowned. Only people. Yeah, they left the area, you know. So there's some kind of a warning for them, you know. No animals involved. We don't know why, you know. Yeah, yeah. 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 We saw in one place a big hole on the ground. And people were dumped to that hole, identified or unidentified, you know, because that's the only way to bury them, you know, in a big hole. Everyone just pushed in, you know. What a tragic, what a heartbreaking. We saw all that, you know. So our life is in God's hand. And He, believe that He will protect us. And make us a blessing to many. Arise and shine. Arise and shine. Okay.
If you don't mind being seated just for a second, we're going to take an offering for Pappy Daniels. He may need another $50. I don't know. Try to help him cover some of his travel expenses if you don't mind. And I know you don't. Once again, if you need a cash offering envelope, we can give you one. Otherwise, make your checks to New Life and we'll combine them and give him one. Praise the Lord. Pappy, we're glad you came. You've encouraged us. It always helps us to know. We're Americans. We're selfish. We're inward. Sure. Yeah. Amen. Okay, if you have any more questions or anything, see Pappy after the service. And I think I know why animals hear God better than people is because they don't talk so much. They can listen a lot more. Or they don't listen to other people talk so much. That would be the other. They don't listen to other people talk so much. No, truthfully, animals are not smarter than people. They don't listen better. They just obey better. We hear better than animals do. We just don't obey as well. Obedience is what God is after, not sacrifice, right? And the reason we're given the ability to hear and to speak is so that we can take dominion over things. And the reason we don't take dominion over things is because we don't hear so well. It's kind of a catch-22. We practice listening. Do you know God's always speaking? Never has laryngitis, never has trouble with his voice. He's not afraid to speak. He's not ashamed. We just sometimes are ashamed to act like we listen. I don't understand that. I don't understand. I want to hear from God more and more and more all the time, not less and less. Amen? All right, you gentlemen want to come forward? Father, we say to you, we cannot give what we would like to give, but what we do give, just as with the loaves and the fishes, we trust that you can feed, minister to a much greater number than what the amount we give represents. So in that, we speak to this offering and we say, be multiplied and meet the needs of tens of thousands, not tens. And let it be for your honor and for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Once again, we thank everybody for coming, listening intently. And please, once again, if you have questions, I'll bet you he's anxious to answer them. He's probably just bubbling over with what God's doing there. If you want to be a part, see him. Amen. Welcome you guests all. Hope you can come back. Hope you were blessed. In Jesus' name, y'all be dismissed. Stay for the food. Oh, yeah. Stay for the food.